Tainus Perk Beis Mishneches. Kol HaKosov B'Megillas Tainus Telolo Misbeid. Anything that's written in the Megillas Tainus, that is a day that one should not have a hesped. Tazianta brings Rashi that the Megillas Tainus was written during the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and these were specific days written in the Megillas Tainus that one would not be allowed to have hesped because there were days of simcha and joy because there were great miracles that happened on these days. And normally during the time of the Bais Sheni, at that time, one did not write Dvarim Shebal Peh. The only thing that was written down at that point was Torah Shebichsav. They didn't write the Torah Shebal Peh, Mishnayos, Gemara, and even things like this. But this was an exception that they wrote down. And they actually called it a Megillah. So anything that was written in Megillas Tainus, that it was a day, Delol Mispad, that one should not have Hesped, meaning it was a very Chomer day, it was a really big Simcha. So much so that you couldn't even do a Hesped. Lefon of Osir, La'achrov Mutter. The day before this specific day, it was Osir also to have a Hesped, but the day afterwards, it was Mutter. So let's say, for example, the day was a Yud Aleph. So on Yud, it would have been Osir, and on Yud Beis, it would have been Mutter. Why is that? Because they were concerned, Chazal, the Rab brings, that if we wouldn't Osir the day before, once they saw that people were giving a Hesped the day before, they would end up doing a Hesped on that very day. And it was a day that should not have a Hesped on it. But as far as the day afterwards, once people saw that there was already a day of Simcha beforehand, then the day after this day would not be a problem to have a Hesped. The Rab brings, though, that the Megillas Tainus is bottle, except for Chanukah and Purim. Those were actually listed there, and those days are not bottle. I think the Mefarshim explained, though, that in Chanukah and Purim, though, there's no din of before and afterwards. Because once they're Mevatel, the Megillah, so they're Mevatel those Takanus as well. Rabbi Yossi Omer Lefanu V'La'achrov Osir. Rabbi Yossi says both before and afterwards, they're both Osir. That we should be concerned, even if it's afterwards, it should be Osir. The Loilisana behind, and then the days, they weren't as Chomer, meaning they weren't such great days of, I guess, joy. The Nisim, I guess, weren't the same, or in whatever way, they weren't as powerful, where it was only a day that you could not fast. But those days, you could do a Hesped, because Hesped seems like a more chomerdicka thing than fasting. So these days were not as strong because you only weren't allowed to fast these days, but you were allowed to be maspid. Lefanu v'la'achrov mutter. Here the Tanakhama held that both before and afterwards were mutter because they weren't as chomer. Rabbi Yossi Omer lefanu v'asr la'achrov mutter. Rabbi Yossi is one level more machmir and he says that the day before is still asr on a day that you just couldn't fast, but the day afterwards is mutter.